Harper Audio presents Wait For Me by Caroline Leach, read by Sarah McRae. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. From A Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns, 1759 to 1796. 1. Craigielaw Farm, Aberlady, East Lothian, Scotland, February 8, 1945. Lorna Anderson was ankle-deep in muck and milk, and she was late. Again. She really didn't have time to clean up yet another of Nellie's messes and still make it to school before the bell. Of course, this wasn't the first time that Lorna had somewhere important to be, yet here she was, broom in hand. And to make Lorna's morning complete, her dad was raging at Nellie. "What in the devil's name did you think you were doing, you Gleekit girl? Can you not even carry a bucket without dropping the damn thing?" "But Mr. Anderson," began Nellie. Lorna kept her head down and the yard broom moving. She tried to push the dogs away from the reeking, steaming mess, but Cannie and Caddy dodged around her. They were determined to lick the spilled milk from every crevice in the farmyard's cobblestones, savouring this rare treat, and apparently oblivious to the shouting above their heads. "If you'd been concentrating on the matter in hand, lassie," her dad continued, "you wouldn't have all these accidents, particularly when the matter in your hand is a big bucket of my cow's milk." The farmer's bulk cast a threatening shadow over Nellie, so petite even in her thick and unflattering landgirl uniform. But Lorna wasn't too worried. Nellie was made of stronger stuff. Right on cue.